Here's a test for whether you're actually free. Can you look the powerful in the eye, without fear, without flinching, without that little reflex of deference? If you can't, it barely matters who you voted for. 4 episodes, 1 question we kept burying. Elections that can't carry a will. A lottery that works but can't get permission. A regime that delivers the goods but can't be removed. One thinker ties the whole verdict together, and the thread is not the thing we've been staring at, which is who gets to choose. Start with the philosopher, Philip Pettit. For 200 years, we've graded democracy on one question. Did the people author this? Did they choose it? Pettit says, wrong question. The real one is control. Once they've got power, can you check it, contest it, force it to actually track what you need? Choosing isn't the test. Controlling is. So what makes power illegitimate? Not interference. Governments interfere all day. That's the job. It's uncontrolled interference. Pettit's word is domination. Someone holding power over you that doesn't have to answer to you, even if they use it kindly. His test is physical. Are you free? You're free when you can look them in the eye without fear. A kind master is still a master. And here's the half of democracy we've been ignoring. Pettit splits it in two. There's the author, that's voting, the people writing the law, and there's the editor, the people able to challenge it, contest it, send it back. We pour everything into the author and forget the editor. But legitimacy lives in the editing, the power to say, no, redo that. Now run our lottery through it. A citizens' assembly that can only advise? It gives you a better author, a wiser draft, but no editor. It can't force anything. But McCormick's tribunate, 51 ordinary citizens who can veto, censure, drag an official into the light, that's an editor. That's the lever. Same lottery, only one version actually passes. Then run China through it. Responsive, genuinely. But 93% satisfaction the party can switch off whenever it likes. In Pettit's terms, that's not freedom. It's interference you don't control. Benevolent, maybe. Still, domination. The kind master, governing a fifth of humanity. But be fair, China has contestation. Petitions, consultation, comment channels. Doesn't that count as editing? Here's why it doesn't. The author can fire the editor. Every one of those channels stays open only as long as the power it's meant to check allows it. And an editor the author can dismiss was never an editor. It was a suggestion box. So here's the verdict, the thread through all 5 episodes. It was never about who chose the government. It was about whether the governed can make it answer. The vote matters, not because it speaks your will, it can't, but because it's one crude lever you get to pull. The lottery matters the moment it hands you a real lever, and not a second before. And China fails, not for lacking ballots, but because every lever it offers runs upward and can be taken back. The question was never, can you choose them? It's, can you still fire them and fight them in between? That's the test. All the rest is decoration. We started by burying a coin flip and calling the filter that replaced it democracy. We end somewhere much simpler. Don't ask whether you wrote the law. Ask whether, when it lands on you, you can look the people who made it dead in the eye and make them answer for it. If you can, the machinery hardly matters. If you can't, no ballot was ever going to save you. The right question was never how we choose them, it's whether we can still say no.